And now this is a dictation for Robert Liddell, December 4, 41. Addresses a letter to Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y, 607-6895. Dear Dr. Gaffney, follow up for Mr. Liddell, chronic kidney disease, hypertension. Last visit in February. He has Parkinson's. Weight loss from 180 to 168, three small meals, no vomiting, mild dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, denies changes in urination, no gross edema, claudication, no recent falls, no chest pain, palpitation, or dyspnea. According to wife, he is inconsistent to take Parkinson medications and has a lot of shuffling. Medication list review. I want to highlight the Norvas. Also takes medications for memory. Weight down to 168. Blood pressure by nurse 163.82. No respiratory distress. Lungs are clear. No arrhythmia. No murmurs or pericardial rap. No ascites tenderness. No major edema. There is some degree of rigidity. She was quite talkative today. The expression of the face, close to normal. It still has walking, leaning forward, with some degree of bradykinesia, movement of the arms and shuffling of the feet, non-focal. I do not see major tremor at rest. Next paragraph, chemistries available are from May. At that time, creatinine 2.37 is still baseline or slowly progressive, representing a GFR 27 in stage 4 with a normal electrolyte, acid-based nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, elevated PTH close to 103, mild anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4. No indication for dialysis as he has no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis. His neurological findings are related to Parkinson's disease with memory issues. Blood pressure in the office is running high. Patient family inquires if amlodipine interacts with grapefruit, and the answer is yes, but usually to make the strength of amlodipine stronger, and for his case, as he has blood pressure, will be appropriate. Other chemistries review is stable. Come back on the next 6 months. End of dictation.